Welcome. I am Ambika Devi, your expert astrologer and mind tamer, here to answer all of your questions about relationships, relocation, career, and timing for individuals, couples, and businesses. I have published in periodicals since 1987, and I have appeared on the Learning Channel as a relationship expert astrologer. Visit ambikadevi.com. That's ambikadevi.com, and find all of my newest happenings, interviews of me, my books, and subscribe to my blog. While you're there, visit my calendar and set up your next appointment. I look forward to seeing you. And remember, the stars are here to guide us, and I am your navigator. Accessing the power of your sound. June 18, 2023. Copyright Ambika Devi. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. I am often asked questions by clients and students that range from, what is my purpose, to, when will I find love? What I wish you were asking me is, how can I feel good just being me? Or, how can I quiet my chattering thoughts that push me towards external desires? What I want you to know is that all of the answers are in you. I do end up unraveling the thick fibers of belief systems that layer in netting, obscuring an individual's view of their true beingness and behavior. It's my intention to cast a beam of light upon the necessity to focus on building self-esteem and self-love. When my clients take this information in, I watch as it infuses and awakens them from the amnesia that has been convincing us, imagining that we are separate from each other. We yogis believe that there is no separation. Why is it then that our connection to the unified mind continues to sling weapons of doubt through our own incessant practice of auto-suggestion? These mix with Pradubdha Karma, the dance card of tests and lessons we agreed to work on for the elevation of soul prior to popping out of our mother's wombs after renting them for 9 months. These confusions are then sprinkled with self-decimation that destroys strength levels and fools us with delusion. Science is catching up, little by little. However, a great deal of the antidote still remains hidden from us. There is so much poison being placed in the awareness paths of humanity that, just as in a battle of good and evil, the demonic forces can often appear to be winning. In the epic poem, the Mahabharata, an enlightened conversation with the source of all that is takes place and answers the many questions we human beings ask about, what are we doing here? What is our purpose? And what is our dharma, our true nature? What I've learned from the nature spirits, the devas of the plant world, the sturdy spirits of the rocks and precious gems, is that the only way to hear them is to change the incessant negative chatter of the mind into positive thought. But how can we do this? How can we think the opposite? My quest to quiet the mind is my peace mission. You can read more about this in my article about my quest to tame the mind on my blog at ambikadevi.com. Maybe you have tried prayer or positive affirmation. You might have listened to mind-entertaining guided meditations or have tried hypnosis. I have a guided meditation podcast where you're listening to me read this to you. And you can use it to find sleep or take a much-needed break in the middle of the day. Perhaps you've taken a ride on one of the Deepak Chopra and Oprah 21-day meditation challenges. Back in 2013, I had made the decision to continue my research of sound and the use of one's own voice to quieten the mind. This inspired me to make a PhD challenge, which was accepted, and it is to create curriculum to teach meditation to people so that they know that they are in this divine state of being. When Oprah and Deepak Chopra launched their first of what would become a successful series of 21-day meditation challenges, they chose to use sacred chants from the ancient language of Sanskritam, what we call Sanskrit in English. I was instructed at the time to follow this global phenomena by my professor and to report back about what was being used as tools for the participants. The experiences focused on a variety of wellness topics, ranging from self-love to manifestation. Each day, recipients received encouraging thoughts by Oprah, followed by a new mantra presented with a little explanation from Chopra. He would then lead a meditation with background music and then bring the listeners back to the present moment with the sound of chimes and a few closing thoughts. As a master's student studying the language of Sanskrit, I was trained to understand the potency and power of this ancient mother tongue. In addition, as an astrologer, I was also made aware of the importance of proper timing that must be engaged and used to guide one to choose which mantra would be the best to use in any given moment. My professors were very particular and taught me the importance of perfect pronunciation. They remain valued friends and teachers as I continue to study, publish, and teach about this topic. When I questioned one of my professors about the mispronunciation presented in the meditation challenge style that I had encountered, my esteemed professor said this to me: "Imagine that you are standing on the threshold of a door. It is an obstacle you wish to get through. On the other side is great healing or knowledge that you crave. In your hand is a ring of keys. One of these could potentially open up that mystical door. The transcendence you hunger for is on the other side of that door, and the proper mantra can open it. But when you mispronounce the mantra that you think is correct or use it at the wrong time, you will never be able to get that door open. Instead, you will find yourself standing there jiggling the keys, and that you will not be able to get one into the lock. You probably won't even be able to find the right key. Mispronunciation can not only prevent entry, it can cause harm. Ancient cultures have known the healing power of sound for centuries. Some of the great books speak of a sound that began what we perceive as this existence. I have been taught that the transcendent nature of properly pronouncing the word Sanskritam activates the pineal gland in such a way that it can urge a release of the sweet nectar known as ojas. This mysterious essence translates to splendor, vitality, power, luster, appearance, and bodily strength. You can think of ojas as the container that holds your happiness. It is the purest essence of kapha dosha, one of the Ayurveda qualities of the body's humors. In the physical body, ojas is related to the reproductive, hormonal, and cerebrospinal fluids. A sound, just like a smell, has the ability to induce an instant reaction. As a very young yogi, I learned in my study of the ancient Vedic text known as the Upanishads that each sound from the Sanskrit alphabet resonates and vibrates with one of the corresponding 50 petals of the first 6 chakras. These profound energy centers are anchors for the layers that compose our bodies, minds, and spirits. Try to imagine these as multidimensional, rather than thinking of them like flat disks or spinning wheels. Yes, in the two-dimensional artwork, we see chakras depicted as these flat disk-like lotus flowers, with each possessing specific numbers of petals. We can also see this idea expressed in the more modern Huangdi Neijing, known as the Yellow Emperor's classic of medicine, in the modern translation of this text. You will find images of this in the blog post at my site. Keep in mind that in the ancient times, no autopsies were performed. Therefore, the culture did not know what the internal organs of the physical body looked like. Instead, they were imagined to be like multi-petaled flowers, just as we see the chakras depicted. Could it be that this interpretation came by way of the ancient artwork of the chakras? In the model of the chakra petals, we focus upon the first 6 chakras. The first chakra, Muladhara chakra, commonly called the root chakra, has 4 petals with 4 corresponding sounds. There are 6 sounds for the petals of Svadhisthana chakra, the second, and 10 held in the third Manipura chakra. Anahata chakra, the fourth in the location of the heart center, carries 12 sounds, and Vishuddha chakra, the fifth chakra of the throat, has 16 petals. The third eye, Ajna chakra, carries the final 2 in its scarab-like shape. The seventh chakra, Sahasrara chakra, known as the crown chakra, has 1,000 petals. It is seen as the highest spiritual point and is beyond this reality. It is not included in this progression. Thinking back to the early attempts by Oprah and Chopra, I am sure that they had really good intentions when they set out to create their programs. What I encountered instead was a mishmash of mantras. When I reported this to my professor and about what I was experiencing, he agreed with me that it was a toxic sound soup of confusion. Before you become frustrated by this, please allow me to offer you more explanation. Let us all keep in mind that we are only scratching a bit of the surface here. Yes, you may feel like you're going back to the beginning on some concepts that you already know. I do hope to shed light upon any you may have missed or forgotten. Vak Yoga is the Vedic name of Samskritam. This adds another layer of mystery to a vast amount of knowledge. Let us consider that when we want to open a path, alter a mood, or fully change our direction and the course of our progress upon life's path, that it is a good idea to utilize the correct key and to be standing at the intended door at the best possible moment. Back in history, the classical phrases and recommended articulations were first passed on by voice to voice, ear to ear, and taught only in this way. This ensured precision and patience. Tone, rhythm, and timing were carefully adhered to and are all key components. It was not until much later that any idea of written language was etched into palm leaves, and even later from then, inked upon paper to capture these teachings. In a seeming game of broken telephone, also known as whisper down the lane, a game that children play when one whispers a single phrase into the ear of the person sitting next to them, that is then passed on in the same fashion through the succession of ears. The practice and use of mantras has suffered the garbled outcome that happens at the end of the line. By passing information on, these sacred chants have become an indistinguishable garble of sounds, resembling the confused phrases in the outcome of the whispering game. Let us all make an effort to be more mindful of this and continue to dive deeply into this knowledge. In more recent times, the practice of Vak Yoga has become known as Mantra Yoga. You can begin learning more about Vak Yoga and the teaching brand of Yoga Samskritam University at their site. All links in this article are on my blog, and I encourage you to subscribe when you visit and look at all the pictures. To understand more about proper pronunciation of the language, which is Vak Yoga, please watch the video from the link I have provided in the written article. Now that we have identified that sacred mantras are composed of particular sounds with precise rhythms and intonations, we must next honor the fact that there are parameters to follow as per specific times of day or night for their appropriate use. The precision of timing, giving guidance as to choosing a moment in time, is measured by Jyotisha, a sister discipline to yoga. This is the science of light, also known as astrology. Yes, the timing of when to use any given sound sequence holds tremendous importance. In order to make a choice demands a great understanding of the cosmic rulership of each day, hour, and minute. Consideration must also be taken as to when the mantra is to be chanted and for what purpose. This is a science and not a free-flowing art form. Each and every moment is ruled by specific energies of the universe. To engage the full power of chanting a given mantra is to practice a transcendental form of yoga. Therefore, these sacred utterances can be considered as mysterious invocations designed to shift the energy of the practitioner, those listening, the local environment, and the totality of the reality perceived around us. A mantra can therefore be imagined to be a form of supernatural manipulation, as the adept yoga practitioners have the power to intervene with the cosmos, the fortunes of individuals, and Mother Nature's processes. This is why it is very important to understand the full force of mantra yoga, and also why it can be mistaken for spellcasting and sorcery. The Latin languages draw a great deal of sounds as well as grammar rules from the ancient language of Sanskrit. We can see this in the etymology of many words in our own mother tongue of English. Given the principles that we are now decoding, I hope that we can agree that every single shaping of syllables through the use of our very sacred throat chakra is a potentially powerful construction crew guided by the architect of thought. In addition, let us now realize that thought is a matrix creatrix. I invite you on a little journey to understand the formation of words. Imagine the first pop of an idea that is to become a spoken utterance. It happens so quickly that we do not even have time to grasp the moment, unless we are in the state of meditation. In order for this seed idea to become a word, the original impression must dive down to the center of the heart space, the chamber of the unstruck sound, to collect air from the lungs. Next, as it gains momentum, this seed of thought becomes a single syllable, a fragment of, or a complete thought to be expressed as a word. The original spark travels onward to exit through the mouth. On its way there, the smooth tissue of the vocal cords strike together. This sets off a sequence of oscillations that could be full of grace and curative energy, or disharmonious, causing distress. We can see the images of sounds through cymatics, and it is explained beautifully in the video I have provided a link to by Nigel John Stanford. To understand the power of words, think of the photography experiments of the brilliant Dr. Masaru Emoto. He discovered the shape of sounds, which in the Vedas are referred to as yantras, and these are expressed in his perfect frozen sound images. To learn more about this, I suggest reading two books by Dr. Emoto. One is entitled The Hidden Messages in Water, and the other, The True Power of Water. If you have not seen the film What the Bleep Do We Know, you might find that interesting as well. Another film I would like to suggest is The Connected Universe by Nassim Haramein. You can learn more about him and his work with the Resonance Science Foundation. Let us continue to follow the path of sound and consider that the sounds we make not only vibrate specific patterns of petals in the system of dynamic anchors strung together to form the chakra system, but that they also circulate back into our own heads through our physical ears, thereupon influencing our bodies, minds, and spirits. Now, let's ask ourselves, what occurs when a phrase has great intention and is mispronounced? It is my hope that your new gained knowledge is expanding your enthusiasm to create positive and correct sounds in any practice, such as mantra yoga. Are you now finding that it makes sense that both thought and the formulation of sound affects everything? Just in case you feel any discouragement, I have good news for you. We can begin to gently explore these concepts and to gain sensation from them while avoiding any possible mistakes. This is a safe exploration of your body as an instrument of sound. To do this, we are going to use vowel sounds along with specific consonants to safely produce bodily felt sensations. This is going to give you the opportunity to prove and to know the full effects of your own voice. Here is something you can try. Place yourself in a very quiet environment, free from electronics and distractions. This is preferably 30 feet from Wi-Fi and Bluetooth devices. So if you're listening to this article while you're driving, please stop it now and come back later to practice this. You can fast forward through this part. To do the practice, place your body in a comfortable seated position with your back as straight as possible. If this is not available to you, it is okay to be in a reclining position as long as your breathing path is clear. It is most important for you to feel relaxed. Begin by exhaling and then by taking a few very long, deep, cleansing breaths in and out through your nose. Once you feel that you are able to breathe deeply through your nostrils, progress to the next step. Now, use the exhalation following one of your deep breaths in through your nose to make the sound tum out through your mouth. This short vowel sound is pronounced as in the words bug and cup. As you make this sound, allow your tongue to gently strike the soft tissue of the roof of the mouth, just behind the teeth, rather than directly against the teeth. Repeat this for a minimum of 4 times. As you practice this, consciously become aware of the sound inside your body. Be neutral as you observe this, and know that there is no right or wrong way to conduct this experiment. Continue to consciously experience the silence outside of your body during and after the moments when you produce the sound. Let each sound go out slowly and fully without force. Gently allow the sound to taper off on its own through natural nasalization as your lips close towards the end of the audible sound. Experience the trailing off of each sound, like the tapering off of the ringing of a bell or a gong. Follow the dissipating sound as it disappears. After each sound ends, experience the totality of the silence. Allow yourself ample time to engage with the bubble of energy that this creates. Each time the sound ends, take in the next breath and continue in the sequence as many times as you desire. Each time becoming the witness of what is happening. Next, repeat the practice just as before with a new sound, tam. This vowel sound is ah, as in the word log or bog. Go through the same sequences as before with this new sound. Observe just as you did before, soaking in the effects and noticing the after sensations. It is very important to only use the sounds explained here for this particular experiment. Please do not use other sounds, as this is a specific practice that originates from Yoga Samskritam University and is an outreaching from yoga teachings that are rooted in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Patanjali writings. Next, I invite you to write responses to the following questions in your journal. Analyze the state of your body before, during, and after the experience of each sound. Ask yourself if it is relaxed, tense, or neutral. What are your senses telling you? Pay close attention to any and all changes. Likewise, monitor the sensations of your breathing and its capacity before, during, and after each experience. Ask yourself if it seems normal, slowed down, or modified in any way. Further, observe the state of the mind before, during, and after each of these sound experiments. Ask yourself whether it seems more calm, peaceful, and joyous. Yogis see the mind as unified and therefore not possessed by an individual. We do not imagine ownership of the body either, but I did not want to completely confuse you in this article. Are you feeling inspired? It is my hope that we all become more aware of the words we use every day in speech about ourselves, others, and our environment. Let us remember that pronunciation and timing matter, especially when we expect to receive particular outcomes and when we are using the practice of Vak Yoga. The information I have shared with you here is just a launch point for the vast science of sound that is a substantial cornerstone supporting the philosophy of yoga. Would you like me to help your organization relax and feel more connected with greater levels of concentration? Engage me to speak at your next convention or event. Would you like to work with me one-on-one, diving deep into the mystical art of meditation? Visit my site, subscribe to my blog, and send me a message. Or if you're ready now, you can book an appointment while you're there. Join me in my peace mission of teaching the world to meditate so that we can realize that we are all one. With many blessings, Ambika Devi. This is Ambika Devi. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to visit my site and subscribe to my blog so you catch every new article I release. Visit my calendar and set up your first appointment with me so that we can take you on the path of transformation. The link is in the show notes.